Time for the Did You Know Show today on this Tuesday. It is 6-6-23, June 6th, 2023. Cody Felicia here with me once again, and we're going to go ahead and get this Did You Know Show going. What you got for me?
Yay, let's see. Okay, I've got one here. It says, if you plug your nose, you can't tell the difference between an apple, a potato, or an onion. Apparently, they all taste the same if you plug your nose.
Okay, Trevor slightly did one like this. Not
did
this
he?
One exactly, but he did say something about your smell has so much to do
yes.
with your actual taste buds.
Yes, yep. And
so,
if you cut that off,
and
I mean, not
apple,
don't
potato,
cut your nose off.
What, right, yeah.
Hold it.
Did you
hold
look like
it.
Voldemort, but whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Always plug your nose. But yeah, apparently you can't tell the difference between an apple, potato, and onion.
And an onion.
Now the apple and potato I can see because
yeah.
they're kind of
the
but
onion,
the
though.
Onion is another thing because that stuff makes your eyes water. You would think that would like sting your tongue or something.
I don't know. I'm probably personally not going to try it, but that is quite interesting for sure. Mine's actually kind of about food as well. So if you tuned in yesterday's Did You Know Show, we were kind of talking about how I've traveled to Africa before.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? It'd be cool to come up with some Did You Know Show things about some
yeah,
places I've
absolutely.
Been. So probably one of the prettiest places I've been was Greece. Greece is beautiful. In fact, one of our other part-timers, Angela, she's going to Greece here shortly for
what?
Vacation
Angela's
as
going
well.
To Greece?
Yeah.
I need to talk to Angela about a ticket for me too.
Right? So Greece it's a beautiful country. I believe 80% of it, here's your little side chain Did You Know Show thing right here. 80% of Greece is mountains. Like, it's
oh my
all
gosh,
mountains up
I had
there.
No
it is
idea.
Absolutely gorgeous. But people get this food very incorrect. And I find it funny because I've been there and I've heard the natives, the actual Greek people, say it. And so when I'm here in America and I hear people say it, it's just like, no, it's so wrong. So you can't say it like that. And so just some cool information. Most people in the States either call them gyros, or some people say gyros because there's a G in it. It's actually pronounced like you're saying hero, but with a little Y in there. The G makes a sound, so it's pronounced heroes.
Heroes.
And there's just like a slight little Y in
hero.
There. But what it is, it's pita bread. It's a
mm-hmm.
real dense bread, thin, dense bread, and it's wrapped up, and it's stuffed with meat and it can actually be stuffed with anything. The biggest thing is just making sure that there's meat in there.
Mm-hmm.
So in Greece, it is actually the most eaten street food. And the
As
word, the name of it, which is hero, it comes from another word in the Greek language called hizo, which stands for to spin. And Hardee's, I think it's Hardee's, or it's one of these places that do these. They actually have one. But to properly make it, you have to have the meat spinning. It has to cook very slowly, spinning, which is why it comes from this other word, to spin. It's supposed to cook at slow spin, and when you go get it off the streets in Greece, what they do is they have it spinning. They just put a knife up to it,
mm-hmm.
and they shave the meat
and
off it as it spins straight into the pita bread, and then they put whatever the sauce and all the other stuff in it. But it's such a cool experience. It's such a great food over there. Straight, super fresh. It's amazing.
I would love to have a hero in Greece.
Yep,
that would be so amazing.
Top
tier. I would literally feel like I made it at that point. No joke.
You would have.
No joke. I would so feel. I want to be on top of a mountain in Greece and eat my hero.
It is absolutely amazing. So.
I love that. That was good. I like that one a lot. And I cannot believe you've been to Greece. That's crazy.
Yeah,
and I can't believe Angela's going.
I know. I'm jealous. And I've been there, and I'm jealous.
Bet.
Like,
you want to go again.
Absolutely.
I've got one more, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. In honor of my 30th birthday,
okay.
I have one for you. So the year I was born, they had, like, you know, like the Now CDs with all the music from, like, that year?
Okay, yeah,
the,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
the
Now
57. Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember when the first Now come out. I was probably like 6.
Okay.
And now it's on Now 95.
Now 95? Dang, it's
now
almost
95.
When I was born.
Now 95. It's almost there. But I remember seeing the commercials for the new Now CD, and it was a big thing. And now we're at 95.
95, which, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, I wasn't born then, but it's still crazy. It's not that far long ago.
No.
And
no.
There were now 50s, and now that's insane.
Now 95.
Now 95. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Did You Know Show today. We'll see you tomorrow, 2:45.